Adventures of Jimmy Allen.
Radio shows like Air Adventures of Jimmy Allen took audiences to faraway places, but the medium itself became fodder for an explosion of books aimed at juvenile audiences. Longtime San Jose State University broadcasting professor Mike Adams is out with a book about those books. It's called Radio Boys and Girls. Adams says the books paralleled the rise of radio in the early 20th century, offering youthful readers an exciting vision of the new technology.
Not only did they have radio building and construction and radio as a hobby or a career, they also had the adventure of saving lives with two-way radio or sending out your message or your bird calls or your music to your friends.
Adams found fascinating nuggets in these books, like Tom Swift and his wireless message from 1911.
Tom Swift builds a wireless to save people on an island that is sinking from an earthquake, and the captain from the rescue ship says to Tom, "Your wireless message came just in time. An hour later, and our operator would have gone to bed."
Of course, a year later, the lack of a radio officer aboard the nearest rescue ship played a role in the Titanic disaster. To Adams, a self-described radio geek, the book showed just how big a deal the new technology was to young Americans a century ago. Stan Bunger, KCBS.